I'm Tom Scott. I'm here with you until, like I said, 6 o'clock. David Bromberg right now, I got a lot of requests for him, and I certainly am more than willing to oblige all requests at 787-6400. Oh, sing it, mama, sing it to me. Oh, that girl sings so fine, so dang fine. How you all doing? My name is Greg Price. I'm not Greg Price. My name is, I got it. It's on my label in the back of my shirt. My name is Sears Roebuck, and I will be with you until 6 o'clock this afternoon. Give me a call, 6400 TDR. We just heard from Linda Ronstadt, blowing me away, mama, right now. James Taylor, I was a gorilla.
He's got arms like legs. He's got hands on his feet.
Uncle Shelby?
Yes.
Did you ever have a dose?
A what?
A dose.
Yes, my dear, I must admit that at one time I did.
And did you grow wiser from the experience?
Yes, my dear, I grew wiser in many ways. And the thing I learned most is don't give a dose to the one you love most. No, don't give a dose to the one you love most. Give her some marmalade, give her some toast. You can give her the willies, or give her the blues. But the dose that you give her will get back to you. I once had a lady as sweet as a song. She was my dear, but she had a dose and she passed it along. Now she's gone, but the dose is still here. So don't give a dose to the one you love most. Give her some marmalade, give her some toast.
So he'll be here for an interview a little later today. I'm going to do the menu, the pre-recorded menu of the Johnson Hardwick Fair. We'll be doing that. Oh, I say around 4 o'clock we'll do the menu so you people can get ready to go eat. And right now I want to dedicate this song to someone who is a nice guy, but you know, you sometimes have to question his origins. And this song is perfect for him. To Bob Latterst, song fits you perfect.
It sounds country, man. That's what it is. It's a country song. Yeah, okay.
If you want to do your part to save fuel and save lives, drive 55. I'm Ole Welk, National Truck Driver of the Year. 55 is the law, but it makes good sense, too. The faster you go, the more fuel you burn, whether diesel or gas. And there's more chance you'll have a serious accident. This tip from people who really care. This station and the American Trucking Association.
Blow it up your... Anyway, how you doing? I'm Tom Scott, and I'm here with you until 6 o'clock today. Today's Sunday. Like that gentleman just said, you know, I find it's true, you know, the faster you go, the more fuel you burn up, and that's why I guess I'm always hungry afterwards, you know. Some people smoke, I eat, you know, I eat before, too, but that's a deeper subject, haha. All right, right now I got this song here from John Denver, going out to Mary. Beautiful, beautiful Mary. Okay, we just heard Dan Fogelberg, Morning Sky, from a Souvenirs album. Before that, we had Kansas, Carry On My Wayward Son, from the Left Overture album. And before that, even, we had Boz Scaggs, Georgia, from the Silk Degrees album. Hello, Tom Scott here. I'm still with you. 4 o'clock, we're going to have a request I've had that I've done a couple weeks now. We're going to have the menu, the pre-recorded menu of the Johnson Hardwick Fair this evening in the cafeteria. That comes on at 4 o'clock. Give me a call. I haven't been getting as many calls today as usual. I know the weather's kind of cold out, so I know you can't all be outside because it is getting cold. In fact, it's what you would call your bring-in-the-brass-monkey weather, because if you don't, he's going to freeze them off. Give me a call. I'll play anything you want. Even if it's crap, I'll play it. Okay, and here we go right now with Bob Seger making his night moves. Skunk in the middle of the road, Loudon Wainwright, here on WTDR. My name's Tom Scott, and as I promised you, right now it's 4:02 on 64 WTDR Philadelphia. We are the talk of Temple, and as I promised you, something that I've been doing for a couple weeks now, and I'm going to do it again today. I'm going to do it right now for you. We have a menu here, pre-recorded by Paul Barringer, Director of Residential Business Services here at Temple University. And this is a menu of today's nutritious, wonderful meal here at the Johnson Hardwick Cafeterias. So for those of you who are in about 45 minutes or half an hour ready to go down for dinner, this is the menu and this is what will be greeting you once you get down there.
Greasy! Napkins, cookie crumbs, blobs of gooey bubble gum, cellophane from old bologna, rubbery blubbery macaroni, peanut butter cake and dry curdled milk and crust of pie, rotting melons, dried up mustard, eggshells mixed with lemon custard, cold french fries and rancid meat, yellow lumps of cream of wheat.
Time.
Take it to the limit with the Eagles. Tom Scott here on WTDR. I'm here with you until 6 o'clock. We just heard the Eagles. Before that, we had Youngbloods, Hippie from Olema, counteracting Merle Haggard, Jokey from Muskogee. And before that, we had Cold as Ice, Loudon Wainwright with Dead Skunk. I'm here with you until 6 o'clock, like I said. Give me a call. The lines are open, 6400 on your telephone. It's 6200 on your toaster and 6100 on your microwave oven. At 5 o'clock, Joe Ortlieb, president of the Ortlieb's Brewing Company here in Philadelphia, will be coming in to talk to us, tell us about his wonderful brew and how they brew it. And right now, I got Rufus for you. Tell me something good. Give me a call at 64 on your telephone. Tell me something good. Geronimo's Cadillac, Johnny Rivers, with you at 424 on WTDR. That reminds me, I had an uncle who was an electrician, and when they built the first flush toilet bathrooms on the reservations, Indian reservations out in Arizona, he did the electrical work, all the lighting and everything for the bathrooms out there. He is what you would say the first man to ever wire a head for a reservation.
Almost heaven.
This is Tony Randall. I don't need to tell you that there's an energy emergency in our country. It's all around us, and it's going to be with us for a while. But there is something we can do about it now. Something that could save thousands of jobs if we all pull together. I'm talking about turning down your thermostat, down to 65 in the daytime and 55 at night. It's just that simple. And the difference we make can make all the difference.
This message brought to you as a public service by the Federal Energy Administration and this station.
Yes, folks, listen to Tony Randall, do what he says, conserve energy, share your electric blanket with a friend. My name's Tom Scott, it's 4:38 here on WTDR, Talk at Temple. I've had a phone call, someone said, Tom, you don't seem as enjoying yourself as much today, you're not as crazy, you're not as wild, you seem a little calm and all. Well, that's not true, I'm having a very good time down here today, and for those of you who don't believe me, well, come on down to the station and feel how sticky my hands are. Thank you. My name is Elvis Presley. Actually, my name is Tom Scott. WTDR, it's 4:46. I had some requests for Elton John. Couldn't find the specific request, but I picked out my favorite, which I'd much rather listen to my favorite than listen to your favorite. Got a couple things I want to tell you. At 5 o'clock, I'm going to have Joe Ortlieb, president of Ortlieb's Brewery, come in and talk to you for a minute or two about how they brew their beer. At 5:15, we're going to have a stupid joke of the week. And at 5:30, we're going to have our continuing series, number 2, How to Be a Smartass. So stay tuned, and we'll be sure to inform you. John. on. Saturday night's all right, going out to all the Deadheads on the sixth floor at Johnson Hall from the American Beauty album, The Grateful Dead. Ripple, baby. It's a Big Buck Mother Weekend on WTDR. How you doing? My name is Joe Ortlieb, and I am president of Joe Ortlieb and Sons Beer Distributor Brewers here in Philadelphia, and I've been asked to come on here and tell you about our beer. Now, our beer is what you call the low buck beer. Don't you see now, there's been a lot of criticism that our beer not only looks, but tastes the same going in as it does coming out. And the only thing that I can respond to that is by saying that our beer is brewed from the water, fresh from the Schuylkill River.
She's waiting, and I know I should go home, but every time I start to leave, they play another song, and someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free, what made Milwaukee famous?
What will you be doing over semester break? How about a week in Jamaica? From January 5th to the 12th, a group of fun-loving people your age will be going to Negril Beach, Jamaica. Negril is the mellowest spot in the Caribbean. Why not check it out? You'll be going in style on Air Jamaica. For $309, you'll have your own two-bedroom villa with kitchen, dining area, and living room in the beautiful Villas Negril, with 7 miles of gentle, curving, unspoiled beaches. High times are for sure. We'll have a film and an Air Jamaica representative in the Student Activities Center on Wednesday at 1:30 to show you the island in beautiful color. Come and see it on Wednesday the 9th at 1:30 in SAC Room 311. Or call Sonia Keeman at 235-6026.
Don McLean, Easy Chairs from the Empty Chairs from the American Pie album. I'm Tom Scott. It's 5:14, and at the next song I'm going to play is James Taylor, Sweet Baby James. And after that song, we will have Stupid Joke of the Week.
There is a young cowboy, he lives on the range. His horse and his cattle are his only companions. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyons, waiting for summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, thinking about women and glasses of beer, closing his eyes as the dogies retire. He sings out a song which is soft but it's clear.
as if maybe someone could hear. Good night, you moonlight ladies. Rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams? And rock-a-bye, sweet baby James. Now the 1st of December was covered with snow. So was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. Though the Berkshires seemed dreamlike on account of that frosting. With 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway. A song that they sing when they take to the sea.
Rock-a-bye, sweet baby James, James Taylor, who else? My name's Tom Scott, it's 517, and it is time for Stupid Joke of the Week. There was this guy, and he took his dog into a bar, and he walks in the bar and says, hey, I got a dog here that can talk. This is a talking dog. And all the people in the bar say, hey, you're nuts. He says, no, not really. This dog can talk. And the drunks around the bar, pretty tough area. They're going, you're father, pal. You know, this is a gaffer's at 47th and Baltimore. And he's around going, look, you're nuts. If that dog can talk, you won't have to buy any more drinks tonight. We'll buy all your drinks for you. So the guy says, fine. So he turns to the dog and he says, when you sit on sandpaper, what's it feel like? And the dog says, rough. And he turns to the dog and he says, what's this covering the bar up on top of the building here? What do you call that? And the dog goes, roof. And all the drunks are, ah, you're a phony. And all the drunks, there's a big fight, and the drunks are jumping, and they're jumping this guy, and there's a big fist fight, and the cops come in the paddy wagon, and they grab everybody in a bar, and they throw them to the back of the paddy wagon. And the dog jumps into the seat of the paddy wagon and turns to the cop sitting there, and he says to him, he says, you know, if I would have known it would have caused all this trouble, I wouldn't have said anything. Yes, beautiful, beautiful song. Don McLean, a request going out to Rich Seiderman. Song is not called Starry, Starry Eyes, as many people think. It's called Vincent. It's a song about Vincent van Gogh. Beautiful song. I'm sitting here. I tell you, that song does so much to me, I'm going to have to go home and change my pants. Let me tell you. Martin Mull, Ventriloquist
Once
Love.
Once was happy as Kuklin Fran. Oh, you look like a woman.
I got to use my imagination. Oh, last night, I'll tell you, me and my Playboy magazine, oh, in bed about 3 in the morning with the light on. I was using my imagination. Let me tell you, Tom Scott, 532 on 64 TDR. Okay. How to be a smartass. Okay, in the first series, How to Be a Smartass, I told you that you walk into a Geno's, okay, and you walk up to the girl and you say, I'd like to have a what with ketchup. And the girl will look at you and she'll say, what? And you say, yes, with ketchup. And at which point she'll just, you know, poop in her drawers. Now, here's another one for you. This is a little bit more technical, okay, and this is something you really have to think about. You'll be talking to somebody and your friend will be talking on a boring subject, and this person will say, well, you know, I've got this friend that, well, just when they come to friend, you interrupt them. They go, I got that friend. And you say, you've got friends? And they'll say, well, yeah. And you say, oh, I bet you if I give you a dime, you can call them all. Last time you met them, you had a party in a phone booth. And at that point, they'll kick you in the groin. They won't be your friend anymore. It is still 533 on WTDR with Joan Baez. It's not Joan Baez. It's Buffy St. Marie, Cripple Creek.
Hey! At the head of the creek, and I'm going up to see you about two times a week. Kiss around the mouth, just as sweet as any.
Love songs here for you now. One, you know, the man's best friend is his dog, if he's got nothing else. And this song is about a dog. Well, he's not very handsome to look at. Oh, he's shaggy and he eats like a hog. And he's always killing my chickens, that dirty old egg-sucking dog. Egg-sucking dog, I'm gonna stomp your head in the ground if you don't stay out of my hen house. You dirty old egg-sucking hound. Now if he don't stop eating my eggs up, though I'm not a real bad guy, I'm going to get my rifle and send him to that great chicken house in the sky. From the back door of your life, you swept me out, dear. In the breadline of your dreams, I lost my place. At the table of your love, I got the brush off. At the Indianapolis of your heart, I lost the race. I've been washed down the sink in a theater of your love. I lost my part. And now you say you've got me out of your conscience. I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart. In the garbage disposal of your dreams, here. On the river of your plans, I'm up the creek. Up the elevator of your future, I've been shafted. On the calendar of your events, I'm last week. I've been washed down the sink of your conscience. In the theater of your love, I lost my part. And now you say you've got me out of your conscience. I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart.
Get you. I come.
The Chain, Fleetwood Mac, Tom Scott with you till 6 o'clock. The other night, I had the privilege of meeting the one, the only, Harvo Kramer, who is the better half of the comedy team on Thursday nights here, Captain Trails and Harvo Kramer. And I've known Captain Trails for a little while now. In the business, he's known as Chocolate Trails. And I met Harvo the other night, and I am convinced now that two of them should be in a home. I mean that. They are dangerous people. But Thursday night, from 9 to 11, on TDR, listen to them. They're nuts. They should be put in a home. They're crazy, but nobody listens to me. Then again, I should be put in a home also. Eagles, take it easy, Mama. I'll be here till 6 o'clock.